Now, it's worth noting before we begin that minor differences do exist between Castilian or Iberian Spanish, which is spoken in large parts of Spain, and the Spanish that is spoken in Latin America. These differences are not something to be worried about at all, and are very similar to the differences that exist between, for example, British and American English. A lot of it simply comes down to accent, because Spanish, whether it is spoken in Spain, Mexico, Cuba, Colombia, or anywhere else, is always mutually comprehensible. And you will hear both Latin American and Castilian pronunciation during this course. The Latin American pronunciation will come from David.
Hola.
And the Castilian pronunciation from Spain will come from Eva.
Hola.
You will notice that, for the vast majority of the time, they are identical. Now, let's begin. I have, in Spanish, is...
E.
E.
To say visited in Spanish, simply take the English word visit and then add the ado from the end of the word bravado onto the end of it. So again, take the English word visit and then simply on the end add the ado from bravado. So, how would you say visited?
Visitado.
Visitado.
How would you say I have visited?
He visitado.
He visitado.
Madrid in Spanish is, of course,
Madrid.
Madrid.
So how would you say I have visited Madrid?
He visitado Madrid.
He visitado Madrid.
It should be mentioned that the letter V in Spanish is pronounced in exactly the same way as the letter B in Spanish. So V and B are pronounced the same way in Spanish. As you may have noticed from listening, they are both pronounced in quite a similar way to the English letter B. So again, with this pronunciation now in mind, how would you say visited in Spanish?
Visitado.
Visitado.
And again, I have visited Madrid.
He visitado Madrid.
He visitado Madrid.
Now, you may have heard of the dog, the Chihuahua. Chihuahua is actually named after a province in Mexico, where there is both a province itself called Chihuahua and also a city. So it's somewhere you can visit. So how would you say, I have visited Chihuahua?
He visitado Chihuahua.
He visitado Chihuahua.
How do you think you'd say, I have visited Barcelona?
He visitado Barcelona.
He visitado Barcelona.
I should mention that you have two options regarding how to pronounce Barcelona in Spanish. And this works according to what I like to call the Cecilia rule. The Cecilia rule states that a letter C in front of an E or an I in Spanish is pronounced like an S in Latin America, but like a th, as in think, in most of Spain. To practice the difference between these two types of pronunciation, we can do this using the name Cecilia. Let's do this first by pronouncing Cecilia with each C pronounced like an S, just as we do in English. So, doing this, how would you pronounce Cecilia in Latin American Spanish?
Cecilia.
As you can hear, it's very similar to how we should say it in English. Now let's try pronouncing it again, but this time with each C pronounced as a th, as in think. So again, how would you say Cecilia for Castilian Spanish in Spain?
Cecilia.
Bear in mind that both types of pronunciation are perfectly acceptable, the first being typical of Latin American pronunciation, and the second being typical of Castilian Spanish in Spain. You will hear both here, the Latin American first, the Castilian second. Now, with the Cecilia rule still in mind, how would you say Barcelona in Latin America?
Barcelona.
And how would you say it in Spain?
Barcelona.
So how would you say, I have visited Barcelona?
He visitado Barcelona.
He visitado Barcelona.
I have visited Madrid.
He visitado Madrid.
He visitado Madrid.
You have in Spanish is
a.
A.
This is spelt H-A, but the H is always silent in Spanish, so you just hear the a sound. So how would you say you have visited Madrid?
Ha visitado Madrid.
Ha visitado Madrid.
To ask a question in Spanish, you simply raise your voice at the end of the sentence. So for instance, to say, have you visited Madrid? You simply say, you've visited Madrid? How would you say that? Have you visited Madrid?
Ha visitado Madrid.
Ha visitado Madrid.
How would you say, have you visited Barcelona?
Ha visitado Barcelona.
Ha visitado Barcelona.
The word for prepared in Spanish, prepared, is
preparado.
Preparado.
So again, it's simply like prepare with the ardo from bravado added onto the end. How would you say, I have prepared?
He preparado.
He preparado.
The coffee in Spanish, the coffee is
el café.
El café.
So how would you say, I have prepared the coffee?
He preparado el café.
He preparado el café.